The Alpha Sessions.
Hiya, my name is Peen, and welcome to the Alpha Sessions. And today we have the lovely Tasha here. How are you doing today?
All right, thanks.
You told me a little earlier you host open mic nights.
Yes.
And what do you love so much about them?
So me and my mate Jack, we're very sort of, we call ourselves neurospicy. It's neurodivergent. Uh-huh. So we really like encouraging people that are either feeling shy or anything mm-hmm. to come up and play. We'll always mess around. We'll try and learn a song like a couple of days beforehand and then try and play it at an open mic, because if they see us messing up and mm-hmm. having a bit of a giggle and a laugh about it, it sort of calms everybody them down when they're like, oh, you know what, I'm not sure if I do want to go. And then they sort of go and do it. Mm-hmm. And they're phenomenal. We had this 16-year-old that came in. The set of lungs on her was absolutely incredible.
Really?
But you know when you first go on stage and you have the shakes, the nerves?
Oh, yeah.
She was like that, and you could see her phone shaking. But then after she'd finished the first song, and we all stood there going like this. And she was like, was that good? We went, yeah, do another one.
Oh, poor thing. Oh.
And she was absolutely fantastic. And uh-huh. Her mum was telling me that she'd started going to karaoke nights and all the other stuff. And it was her mum that had encouraged her to do it in the first place. And then they found us just on Facebook. Uh-huh. And they were just like, oh, you know what? They seem quite like a laugh and a giggle. Mm-hmm. We'll go to that one because it'll make you feel comfortable. We've done one once where our friends brought down a bass guitar, our other friends brought down a cajon, mm-hmm. And then we've ended up with some like makeshift band on stage that none of us have ever played together before.
No way.
And it's just us trying to make some questionable music, uh-huh. which actually turns out fantastic. And it's encouraged other people that have been there, sat there and gone, oh, I'm just going to play by myself. And then they'll turn around to their mates and go, should we just all play together?
Oh, that's so fun.
And we've had a few people that have made like bands and stuff out of it, which is absolutely brilliant.
So it's almost more like a jam night than an open mic.
Yeah, it's sort of like a jam night, open mic. Like if somebody wants to come down and read poetry, we're up for that. We want to come down and just do like a cappella sort of stuff, uh-huh. we're up for that. Like we're really sort of just welcoming. We just uh-huh. want people, if they want to come down and have a bit of a laugh and a giggle, uh-huh. come down and have a laugh and a giggle.
That's so good. Because you're based outside of London, aren't you?
No, we're based Leicestershire.
Leicestershire.
Yes.
And do you go quite often to London? Or not really?
No. I go to London probably around my birthday each year mm-hmm. to go to one of the silly museums and go and eat some strange food in Camden Town. Cool. Didn't manage to do it last year though, because it was just one of them.
Yeah,
it's December, my birthday, so it's always one of them things where if people have got money, they've got money to be able to do things. If they haven't got money because they've forgotten about Christmas shopping, none of us have any money. Mm-hmm. So it just happens.
Yeah. So how do you feel the music scene is in your hometown?
So quite a lot of my friends do music. Mm-hmm. Some of them mainly do singing. Some of them are mainly happily on guitar. I've got a friend that mm-hmm. builds guitars. I've got some friends that buy a guitar that's really expensive, have it for about 2 weeks, get bored of that one, want to buy another guitar, sells that one to somebody else, uh-huh. goes and buys another one. So we're all sort of quite musically inclined. Mm-hmm. And my friend's just moved back from Wales because he said that there wasn't really much of a music scene in Wales.
Oh, interesting.
So he's moved back to Leicester because we've always sort of encouraged each other with music. And we've got a place called The Shed that's still up and running, which is incredible. And then The Sound House, which does their own open mic nights, but it's like a sort of like a candlelit sort of open mic night.
Oh,
so it creates a really like
very intimate,
awesome atmosphere in there. Mm-hmm. And then they've got a Loris thing on this Saturday, which Becky that's been down before.
Oh,
she's
I interviewed Becky as well. Yeah, that's
so she's written loads of songs.
Oh, that's
so
very
excited
sweet. Yeah. And is it like, because you do mainly covers, right?
At the moment, we are wanting to write some of our own songs and stuff. Ooh. We've just not quite got round to it because we get distracted by something stupid instead.
And when you're writing songs, are you already in the process of writing them, or are you fairly early stages?
Fairly early stages.
Okay. And what do you find most difficult at the moment when writing songs, or...?
Not getting distracted.
Distracted just by anything, or just by a thought, or
ADHD. we'll go with the flow sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep going to ourselves, going, we're going to get ourselves organised. Mm-hmm. And when we get ourselves organised,
yeah.
Then we'll get around to it. So it is something that we're planning to do. It's just, we plan to do some rehearsals as well, and then we do rehearsal for about an hour and a half and then get distracted by something else.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I always have it when I write alone, then I get distracted, but when I'm in a session with someone, then it's okay because
attention.
That person will also drag you back into it.
Yeah, I think me and Jack are just as bad as each other.
good to have you back again, but I know one day, babe, it's gonna grow, yes it is. We're gonna go walking in the park every day. Come on, May, every day. But now I'm gonna leave you and go away, yeah, yeah.
The Alpha Sessions.
I noticed in the songs you sang earlier, you got quite like a cool rock and roll, like 70s rock, 80s rock, Americana kind of feeling. Is that a genre that you're really into?
I grew up with AC/DC, Led Zeppelin,
yeah.
Jesse McCartney, which is completely opposite to them. And not a lot of people know who they are. Obviously, Ozzy Osbourne and stuff. Like, my dad was quite into his rock when I was a kid, so I used to just sort of just nick his CDs and stuff. Paramore, because
I can see that. Yeah,
not that I actually planned to do this; it just happened.
I just love that, but that's a good thing. I feel when it comes natural to you, then it's most authentic.
Yeah, rather than the people that try to make themselves look like somebody else, and then they have the really weird cheekbones.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it will be then more like alternative rock, pop, kind of like that, you think?
Probably a mix of it all.
Yeah.
I grew up loving Bowling for Soup because their lyrics are just nuts.
Uh-huh.
Like the song My Wiener is actually about his dog.
Okay.
Which I think is the most amazing thing ever. And I've seen them live quite a few times, and they did an acoustic set once in Leicester, which was an absolutely amazing night, and they got their own bar on stage.
Oh wow. Yeah. Could you also like go up to the bar?
No,
and then,
but they had a son and his dad. So his dad was quite probably about middle age, and I would have been a teenager at the time. And his like little son went on stage because his wife had sent something in saying about how much he loved the band. And then we had a guy asked the band if he could go on stage to propose to his missus. So they sat down at the bar as well. But they got some guy in the corner, I can't remember what his name was, but he was playing the violin along with them doing their acoustic set and stuff.
Just, and it wasn't part of the plan or anything.
I'm not even sure if it was part of their plan or if it was just one of their mates that had come down. They went, just go and sit in the corner with your violin.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have put that past them at the time.
No, absolutely not.
Because they're very sort of go with the flow kind of band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And what is your favourite artist to cover? Or artists, let's say top three.
It's very mixed. I had a Dylan Gossett, who's a country singer. I had a bit of an obsession with him at one point, so there's quite a few songs that I play of his. My mate absolutely loves the Cole that he does. I kept on wanting to play it, and then I kept on messing up at the end, so I stopped playing it for ages. But she's very good at bullying me into playing it again for her, because
that's a way to do it, I
guess. She's very good at her open mic. She knows exactly what she wants and she gets it out of people.
Hey, that's the most important part.
Paramore. I do quite a few of their songs. proper fight with myself. I was like, do I do Paramore or do I do Led Zeppelin? But I adore Led Zeppelin. I don't do a lot of their songs. It's just, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You is one of the first songs I actually learned on guitar. Yeah. And it's just one of the songs that I've never forgot how to play. Mm. I've never had to sit there and re-figure out how to play the entire song. Whereas there's some songs that you play on guitar for ages, and then a couple of months later, your brain goes, what was that? How did I play this? But that one's always just, I use it as like a finger warm-up and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just such a nice sounding song.
Well, you just played it and it sounded absolutely beautiful. I think it suits your voice really well. And what is it that you love so much about Led Zeppelin? Is it just a nostalgic thing? Or is it deeper than that?
It's just, it's the way that people would describe him as a lazy guitarist. If I do perfectionism with a guitar, I will never play anything on it. So it was always sort of, whenever he did something slightly wrong, he just carried on going with it. And I used to really struggle with that back in the day. I used to, like, if I messed up, I'd just get really irritated and stop playing it. And I had one of my friends once turn around to me and went, if you forget the lyrics, just sing the chorus again. I went, what happens when you forget the chorus? He went, just make some weird noises. And it works. I'll play the wrong note and I'll just carry on trying to play it until I find the right note now, or I'll make a weird noise down the microphone until I remember what the thing is. As long as it sounds kind of like the lyrics, no one will notice.
It works. That's such a good one. That's such a good one. And how long have you been performing and doing all these?
I used to, when I lived in Manchester, I used to do a bit. And then I sort of stopped for ages. I was working in a hotel doing a lot of work, and it was about an hour's drive from me. So I sort of never had time to sort of play the guitar. So I started playing the guitar again probably about 3 years ago after not picking it up for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And then my mate was like, are you coming down to the open mic nights? Are you going to come down to the open mic nights? So I started just going down, and I was like, I don't know if I want to play. And then just one day I just gave in, and I get anxiety legs when I've not done something for ages.
Yeah.
And I overthink it. So I had to sit down so that my legs wouldn't do the wobbles. And then I got a guy turned around to me. He was like, that was amazing. And I was like, no, it wasn't. And he was like, no, that was great. And I was like, I am my worst critic. So I just carried on going with it. And then me and Jack started really enjoying each other's kind of music, because he's quite a... Our music taste is very sort of diverse.
Yeah.
Like, we could listen to one song that's like screamo or something, and then you'll find us like giggling to like a song that's about beards. So we like the same sort of mix of music and everything, so we just started fannying about and playing stuff together, and then just sort of got offered to run some open mic nights, and we just started running them.
Yeah.
So it was just sort of, we just went with the flow, and it just sort of happened.
Streets tonight, and the people, they were dancing to the music vibe, and the boys chased the girls with the curls in the hair while the shining men and fools sit way over there. The songs get louder, he's jumping at me for, and you're singing the song, thinking this is life, and you wake up in the morning, your head first twice the size. You're gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? You're singing the song, thinking this is life, and you wake up in the morning, yeah, but stress aside, where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight, where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road in your taxi at 4, and you're waiting outside of Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in, nobody's home to Alfoy. And you're sitting out there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Rocker and his motley crew. Oh, where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Tell a song, this is a life, and you wake up in the morning, you ever stress the size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the the song, thinking this is the life. And you wake up in the morning, that first rise of size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, thinking this is life. And you wake up in the morning and you have a special size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, thinking this is life. And you wake up in the morning and you have a special size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, thinking this is life. And you wake up in the morning and you have a special size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
The Alpha Sessions.
My normal job is an internal sales executive for electronic automation equipment.
Oh, wow, that's very different and a mouthful.
Yes,
wow.
I struggled to say that when I first started doing the job. They go, what do you do? Something with electronics.
I would say that as well. That's wow, that is a mouthful.
It took me a while to remember how to actually say the entire sentence and remember to breathe.
That's sometimes the hardest part, I feel, with long, lines in songs,
yes,
but also just in life. When it's a long sentence and I'm like, okay, breathe now.
But it's like... Beer Fear that by Lucy Spraggan, wasn't it? Yeah. Every time my brain wants to say a different name. Me and Jack do that one. And that's a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
Very fast.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the songs we really enjoy doing now because it's a barrel of laughs to do that song anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first started doing it, I could do the verses, but when it would get to the chorus, I'd forget to breathe before the chorus and just go...
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess you kind of have a thing for that because you started today or before we filmed this session, you did some songs and you did Life by Amy McDonald. And that's also quite a wordy song.
Yes.
So you have a thing for it then, I guess.
Yeah, I forget to breathe when I talk, so it works quite well for me.
That's why I never sing that song because I'm just like, oh, no, too many words. No way to that I can breathe.
Well, I used to play the flute when I was a kid because... Who gives a kid a guitar so they can look cool? Give them a flute so they can look
even cooler.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a way that wasn't insulting myself and I haven't got any words in my head then. But obviously playing the flute is a lot of short breathing in and a lot of breathing out.
Yeah.
And I think it stemmed into my adulthood of forgetting to breathe.
Or only taking short breaths.
Yeah. And if I'm concentrating on something really hard, I'm like this. But holding my breath.
Oh.
I don't know why, but it's always just something I started doing. And I was like, is this because I was playing the flute as a kid?
That's so interesting. And why the flute?
It was just the one that my mum gave to me, I think. I think she said that I wanted to play the flute, but I don't remember ever asking to play the flute. She made my older brother play the clarinet.
Oh, wow. That's quite, like...
Yeah, and then she gave my baby brother a guitar that he... destroyed all my plectrums on, and I haven't used plectrum since.
Really?
He's about this big. He's now 5 foot something.
Mm-hmm.
5'11" or something. They're all taller than me.
Mm. That's just the way it goes. And if you back then could pick an instrument, would you go for a guitar straight away?
No, I'd probably have gone for a violin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I went to this rock orchestra thing.
Okay.
They did have a flute in it. I was well impressed with myself. I was like, oh my God, look over there, there's a flute. My friend was like, can you just calm down? But the violins, the girls on the electric violins were phenomenal. They were doing like riffs and stuff on them that sounded better than the originals.
Mm.
And I can't even say what originals they were because it would make me cry inside to admit that they were better than the originals.
Yeah.
But they were just absolutely phenomenal. And they were just... And it was just... an electric violin, but they were just making like the strings bends and the tap on and tap offs and stuff like that.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic. But it was just an orchestra, just with your normal orchestra stuff, apart from they did have like the little keyboard mixer kind of guy in the corner.
Yeah.
Who had his own little stage and his shades on. Everybody else looked like they're supposed to be in an orchestra, and he was just the DJ in the corner.
I was just about to say, he must have looked like a DJ then, or be the DJ of the group. You never wanted to join that group or something like that?
No, I just like watching them. I didn't ever want to be in an orchestra when I was a kid either, but when you go to a St. Peter's primary school, they make you sing a lot of religious songs.
Ah, lovely.
So I'd play. Sometimes I'd just do this and pretend I was playing in the orchestra so that everybody else could sing the songs on the floor. But there was quite a few girls that played the flute, so you could get away with, if you didn't want to play a certain song, you could just.
So you've always been more in the background supporting others?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Is that maybe this is, I'm not trying to be your therapist or whatever. Is that maybe why you like hosting these open mic nights so much? Because you're supporting others and making sure they're comfortable?
Well, I did go to do mental health nursing at one point and then decided that university is not a place for me. So I've just always sort of been fascinated by like mental health and stuff like that, which works really well because I have my own issues.
Everyone does.
Yeah. But I'd rather people just let people be people and got along. Like, there's no need to just keep fighting with each other all the time just because somebody's done something that you don't agree with. That's your own view on how people should act, but everybody's got their own views on it, and people are just people. Apart from some people that need to be locked up, that's a different category.
That's a different category.
Yeah, that's a different category.
Well, that's very beautiful. So is that maybe also maybe a secret aim for the music you want to, your original music you want to write one day, to create that space and feeling for the listener?
Yeah, most likely. As I said, we're just going with the flow and we'll see what happens. It could be the weirdest song on the planet, or it could be really beautiful. It depends.
Or what both.
Mood, yeah, or what mood we're in that day. It could just sound like the worst pop punk you've ever heard in your life. But we'll find out when we get there.
I already can't wait for that. Please come back when you do.
I will definitely bully Jack into coming back with me.
Because I would love
to
hear that.
He might not fit inside the building there.
I'm sure we can make some space. It will be great.
He can walk on his knees. He'll be fine.
Oh, there you go. Fixed. We got it fixed. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for this lovely little chat.
Thank you.
Walking down the street, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. Said you never seen a man who looks so all alone, but could you use a little company? Said you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. Said you're such a sweetheart thing, and why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said: oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. And I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Oh, you know I wish I could. That I ain't no rest for the wicked. So you close your eyes for good. And in 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street. I see a shadow of a man creep out of sight. Throw a hand, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. Said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. You try to make a move, I won't think twice. You can have my cash, but first you know I've gotta ask, what makes you wanna live this kind of life? Said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. No, you can't slow down, I can't hold back. Oh, you know I wish I could. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Do you close your eyes for good? A couple hours later, I was sitting at my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. Turned on the TV and flicked it over to the news, and what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. A preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church, with different bank account with black dollar bills. But still I can't say much, because we know we're all the same. Yes, we also got to satisfy the thrills. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. money don't grow on trees. Got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. So you can't slow down, I can't hold back. Oh, you know I wish I could. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked till you close your eyes for good. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. No, you can't slow down, I can't hold back. Oh, you know I wish I could. Well, there ain't no rest for the wicked till you close your eyes for good.